Street, Paul. The sport of skijoring will be back in St. Paul on February 18 as part of Family Day long weekend festivities scheduled to take place. Doug Drollet with the St. Paul Ag Society is one of the organizers with the event. He describes skijoring as a sport that involves a person being pulled by a horse while on skis or a snowboard. We have a course that we set up, with obstacles that include slalom, jumps, and rings they have to collect through the course. Skiers compete for the fastest time in five categories. There is a youth category for people aged 12 and under, an adult category, a youth costume category, adult costume category, and this year there will be a horse-pulled kids GT race, according to Drollet. He said no experience is required to take part, and skiers need to come with their skis and helmets. They will then be paired up with a horse and rider to make a team. People can also bring in their own horse to ride, and they will be paired up with a skier or a snowboarder. The entry fee is $20 per team. Drollet said overnight stalling is available for $10 a night, and those who are interested are asked to call or text 780-646-3705. Pre-registration is also available by calling Drollet at 780-614-1692. But attendees can also just show up on the day and we'll accommodate them. He said a concession and beer garden will be available on site. This year, the location of the event will be at an open space on the north side of the Ag Corral at 5322 48th Avenue, according to Drollet. It has been about 4 years since the sport of skijoring first came to St. Paul. Drollet recalled how the sport was brought up during an annual convention of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, AAAS. We thought it would fit in with our Shiver Fest with our Family Day weekend, so that's how it came about, said Drollet. He also thanked all sponsors, who get behind this event and makes it a success. Organizers would like to note that the event will be postponed to February 25 if the wind chill is below minus 20 on February 18.